Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Kisui Teni Shel Matachas. Teni is a kli gadol, it's a big kli, like a big basket. Ha'osei Ketene, so it's like a big basket. Then Kisui Hu Shel Matachas, if the covering is made of metal. V'hu Shel Balibatim, and it's of just Balibatim of Stam Anashim. Rabbi Gamliel is Metame. Why? Ha'il V'yish L'kli, since this covering has a base kibble to it, and it's possible to use it for different needs, so therefore it's deemed a kli and it's makabel tuma. The chachamim mitarin, the chacham hold that no, ain kisoy chashiv kli. The covering is not deemed a kli, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Vishal rofim, this kisoy tena of the doctors is tuma according to everybody. Why? Vishal rofim, because the doctors would use it often. Mishtamshim harbe b'kisoy tena, they use it a lot. Letzorcheim hashanim for all different usages. Therefore, it's deemed a kli. Hadelas shebem migdal. So delas, a door, shamatechas is made out of metal, but aron gadol of a big closet that looked like a tower. Shabalabatim tehora. That is balabatim artar, it's not makabel tuma, because it's but with regards to the actual migdal. She ain't a makabel tuma. Visharofim, but that of doctors is tameas tam, it's makabel tuma, because the doctors would place in it their medications and they would use it. Hayetuchin, yetuchin are tongs. So their tongues they would use to hold one kli and transfer it to another kli. They're tamei makabel tuma. But about parachin are also tongues that compared to the yituchin, it's just that they are kavua bikiran, they're attached to the actual oven. So these are tahorin, they're not makabel tuma. Why? Because they're made to be used while attached to the ground, attached to the oven. And therefore it's not makabel tuma. Akrav Beis Chabad, the scorpion of the Beis Chabad. What is this? So Barzal Akam was like a bent piece of iron that was kavua in the Karas Beis Chabad, in the beam in the Beis Chabad where they would press the olives. Lidlos Bo, to hang with it the kli of the Beis Chabad. So this nail or this bent piece of metal in the Beis Chabad is tameh, it's makabel tuma. The unkli shebiksalim, but the hooks, they were kavua in the walls to hang kalim. Tahora, that is taras, not makabel tuma. V'she'ein tashmishay el b'mechubel l'kark, because its tashmish usage is only when it's attached to the ground, and therefore it would not be makabel tuma. And Mishnah Dalad, masmer ha'gara, the nail, or the ismer, like the chisel of the gara, of the blood letter, of the makas dam. It's called gara, al-shem shemagara esadam, that pulls out the blood. It's tamis makabel tuma. But v'shal evan shows the nail that was takua in the Merkaz Evan, like the center stone that was used as a sundial, Shon Shemesh. It's a sundial. They had this big stone, and they had this nail in the stone, and as the sun would rise and set, and the shade would hit the stone, you could see what time it was. So this nail is tar, it's not makabel tuma. Shehovu, since it's kavua in the actual stone, it's like it's mishamish lakarka, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Reb Tzadik is matami. According to Reb Tzadik, this masmer of this evana shows is makabel tuma, because sometimes they would move it, and therefore it's deemed a kli. Masmer hagardi, the nail of the weaver, of the oreg, shuyashabo, that he straightens out the strings when he's weaving, and when he doesn't need it, in a tzarech la'itechva, he just sticks it into the wall, near his workspace. It's tamis makabel tuma. V'yavapi, and even though shaharbi many times, he'll just leave it, stuck into the wall, because he's not using it. He only takes it out sometimes. Nevertheless, ainu nechav, we don't deem it attached to the wall, and it is tamei. The aron shel garosos. This is the aron, the closet of those that sell grisim. Grisim are pulim tuchudim, ground up beans. So they bring it to the marketplace on top of a wagon. They bring this aron, this closet, to the marketplace on top of a wagon to sell all their ground up beans, their pulim tuchunim. So Rabbi Tzadik is matami, because according to Rabbi Tzadik, shaladaita, the aron, this aron is a kli b'fnei asa, a kli in and of itself. V'av k'she'en lo adayin agal, even before it has the wagon, it's still deemed a kli gomer. Av k'she'en lo adayin agal, a kli gomer hu, and therefore it's makabel tuma. The chachamim are matar. They're matarin. She's sober and chum holds. Shkiva and shetzarach. Since you have to place it on top of the wagon, so kolzman shloy tuktalay. As long as you have not attached it to the wagon, kolzman shloy tuktalo ha'agala like nigmar malach. It's gmar malach. It's not deemed a complete utensil, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. or others explain the reason of the machlokas, is according to the Chachamim, this aron, this closet, is a hukli eitz, a wooden kli, which is made lanachas, does this rest in place, it's not meant to be moved around. Therefore, it's not a kapal tumma, whereas the Pesach calls that sometimes you do move it, but takna to fix it, and therefore it is a kapal tumma. And a third pshat is masmer ha'aron shel grosos, meaning hainu ha'masmer, the nail, shmechazik bo'as ha'aron, that strengthens this aron ba'agala to the wagon, when he brings it to the marketplace. So, it's only being used just for strengthening it, and therefore the Chacham are matar. It's a third pshat. And here's the agala shaloi shel matechas. If the actual agala, the wagon, sha'aron munachla, the aron is resting on, is made out of metal, so then tamea, the agala, the wagon, is mikabel tuma, shehi asui l'shimush, because it's used as a function, it's used for a purpose. And then the wagon would be mikabel tuma.